Hey, what's up everybody? This is Gloria and I am live on the Heart of the City San Diego Facebook page. And guess what, you guys? I have Leanne from West 11 Interior Design Company.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
You guys, I've been sharing with you for like the longest time that she was going to come on. And I just want, before we get started, I want you to get to know her biography a little bit. And so let me just share with you, okay? Let me just read off all the wonderful things about Leanne. This is Leanne Parker, and she is an interior designer and the founder of West 11 Lane, an award-winning design studio that specializes in contemporary design with a bright, airy California coastal feel. As a self-proclaimed introvert, I always wonder, like, if you're an introvert, you know, a lot of times people are introverts, but they do all this spectacular stuff that's extroverted, right? Mm-hmm. So it says she's an introvert, a self-proclaimed one, and homebody. She insists that everyone should fall completely in love with their home. With her hand on the pulse and current design trends, she combines the new with the old, and to pull it all together and reflect her clients and their own personality, their own personal story as well, right? Mm-hmm. The result, a stunning retreat that functions well and that clients can be proud of to share with their friends and family. She's made her mark on homes from Florida, from Florida to Maine and Massachusetts, and of course here in Southern California. Most recently, she's been in talks with High Noon Entertainment. Listen to this, you guys. High Noon Entertainment, which is best known as the company that produces Fixer Upper on HGTV. That's who this girl is, okay? A lot of you out there that I know, a lot of you are realtors, a lot of you are mortgage brokers and people like that. You know people who are buying houses who need someone that does interior design. A lot of you are high-end out there. So this is Leanne. We got the perfect person.
Thank you.
I'm also going into the real estate business.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So it's a great connection. Mm-hmm. I love to connect with people. Mm-hmm. Leanne, now that we have you on the show, girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. We want to know the good stuff. Like, okay, we want to know, like, where did you grow up at?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you develop into the person that you are? Tell us a little bit of your background.
Okay, great. So I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I grew up in a very small town in North Central Mass.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an hour from Boston. We didn't spend very much time in the city at all. And we were pretty sheltered growing up, and we didn't have video games or we didn't do a lot of fancy things, and my parents just, you know, I think allowed us to use our own creativity to, you know, entertain each other and just really figure out who we were as people, I guess. Art was a really big thing in my household. I actually wasn't the one in my family who was known for art. My brother is a high school art teacher at our old high school.
Interesting.
Yep, and he is a comic strip artist, and he's been in papers, and he has actually a long-standing relationship with the newspapers, and he's published 3 books, maybe 4 at this point. So he was known as the artist in our family, so it was kind of like my sister and I kind of were like, you know, we had other skills and whatnot, but she's actually now in school to be an art teacher as well, and I ended up obviously pursuing interior design. So, creativity is a big thing for us.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up, where did you say you grew up at?
It's North Central Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
So, yeah, we're about an hour from Boston.
Wow.
Not too far from New Hampshire. So it was a small dairy farm.
Oh,
town.
No way.
So I actually have classmates who are still running dairy farms back there.
Oh my gosh.
So it's pretty, it's so much different than San Diego, that's for sure.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So so you say you grew up in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and you were sheltered.
We were pretty sheltered.
And so yeah. you say your brother was an artist, and you mm-hmm. were not so artistic.
Well, I was artistic, but he was so incredibly talented and gifted, and he yeah. spent, I mean, from the age of 3, he was just very, very much introverted and very much focused on his artwork. And yeah, my parents, yeah. like, he'd have all his different pages of art, and then my parents would put them, they'd staple them together. He didn't know how to write himself. He was that young, and so they would just yeah. write the story. He would tell them the story.
Yeah.
Verbally, and they'd write it out. And so yeah. that was, yeah, so he was like, he was really the artist of the family, so.
Wow. But, yeah. So, now, did you go to public school?
I did go to public school, yes, and I actually had a great experience. I mean, like I said, we had a very small town. It was about 9,000 people there, so
wow.
it was only over 100 people in my graduating class, so it was pretty small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we had a lot of great options in terms of classes, and I actually had always wanted to be a mechanical engineer, so I was able to find some classes that would prepare me to get into engineering school, and
wow.
So it worked out, yeah.
That is so interesting. Wow. Thanks for watching, you guys. I can see you guys there.
Hi.
Leanne, tell us a little bit of, like, some struggle that you can remember as far back as, you know, being young that, you know, was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do this, but then you accomplished it.
Oh, that's a great question. Gosh. I mean, I think any time when you're faced with a situation where you're needing to stretch yourself and experience something that you never have before, it's always definitely scary,
yeah.
and you really have to put yourself to the test and see if you can make it out okay.
Yeah.
I've just always been that person that really enjoys that process, as uncomfortable as it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think probably the first thing that I can think of is when I was a senior in high school, I got an opportunity to go to an event for women in engineering, and we ended up networking there, and I was so intimidated, I'll be honest. I mean, I was probably 17 at the time, and they invited me to take on an internship with their company that was local, mm-hmm. and help out with their quality control department.
Mm-hmm.
My high school had never done anything like that before. I was the first one. My guidance counselor had no idea really how to go about it, so they created a program for me so that I was able to visit them 3 times a week and go ahead and help them out.
Wow.
With CAD drawings. So, yeah.
Wow, that mm-hmm. is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I know quite a lot, maybe not quite a lot, but mm-hmm. I know what I heard on the other podcast.
Sure.
And you studied Les Mills, was it?
Oh, yeah. So, well, I started college in engineering school because
yeah.
I was always very much math and science inclined.
Yeah.
But I took a gen ed in exercise science, and I fell in love immediately, and what it really was the application of mechanics to the body, which obviously everyone can relate to. So all of a sudden it became that much more motivating for me because I'm 100% Italian, so luckily my parents were very good about, you know, providing us with really good meals, with really healthy food, and my mom actually was a really great role model as far as, like, you know, being very active all the time. She would make sure she got her workouts in, even if she was in the living room with the funny leotard outfit things that we used to, my brother and I would.
From the 80s?
You know, that, like, everybody wore those, and it was, you know, that was the thing, but I didn't realize how much of, I mean, now that I'm a mom myself, like,
yeah.
that was really impressive that she was able to get that in with 3 kids, and she really
yeah.
made it a priority, so that really stood out to me. So anyway, so that's how I ended up in exercise science,
mm-hmm.
and we had to choose between the clinical side, which is obviously medical, and I'm not
mm-hmm.
so much a medical person because I'm a fainter, but I decided on fitness management instead. So I had a minor in business,
yeah,
mm-hmm. which obviously relates to what I do now. So,
wow,
mm-hmm.
that's so good. So you started off in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
You had some, you know, really great upbringing. Sounds like
mm-hmm.
your mom is incredible.
Yeah,
you know, into fitness and
yeah.
you know, you ate healthy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Your foundation was really, really good, mm-hmm. Leanne, compared to some of the
people. Thank you.
You know, it's refreshing mm-hmm. to have someone who comes on and that there are good families. You know,
oh, yeah.
There's good foundations.
And I'll be honest, I mean, we certainly had our set of challenges. I just don't necessarily want to talk about them in podcast interviews. But yeah, I mean, I think I would like to say that I'm very relatable because I think we all overcome struggles. And I think that for me personally is what has made me a strong person and a resilient person. And that's a part of me that I'm really proud of.
It's really good.
Without saying too much.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. And then I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. What compelled you to kind of go into the interior design business? Like, how did that door open for you?
That's a great question. So I've done a number of things, honestly, from, you know, like I said, working in fitness to working in IT sales to working for a commercial lighting company. And then I got back to fitness when I moved out here to San Diego because, to mm-hmm. be honest with you, as compared to the Northeast, people are just much more health conscious, which is really refreshing, and mm-hmm. I appreciate that. So I got into, actually was working for 24 Hour Fitness in their corporate office, and it was an amazing position. My team, my partners, all the people that I was serving in Texas and Las Vegas, they were awesome. Yeah. But I had my son. Mm-hmm. And so I had every intention of going back, mm-hmm. and I still have dreams about how great that job was. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things where I know that daycare works really well for a lot of people, but for me, it just didn't feel right. And so, God bless her. My boss, she actually never was my boss, but she was about to be my boss because she was taking over the position for someone else.
Yes.
She gave me until literally the last day of maternity leave to make the decision. She was so kind to me.
Oh, wow.
And I still appreciate that to this day. Yeah. And I just said, I'm so sorry, I just can't go back. And so then I was always raised to be that person to just achieve things. And I am, I think, by nature, an achiever anyway.
Yeah.
As much as motherhood is very much a challenge, and it's so rewarding, and it's the most important job that we could take on, I just really felt like I needed to also do something else and, you know, maintain my own mm-hmm. self.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of moms can relate to that, certainly. By that time, we had literally moved about 8 times in 5 years. So I've lived in probably 7 different pockets of San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So not all of them, but quite a few. Mm-hmm. And I really got to taking on, you know, I guess just every time we arrived in a new home, we didn't have that much time that we were going to be there. We didn't have that much time, therefore, to set it up correctly, right?
Yeah.
And I got a lot of practice over the years to put together a home in a really short amount of time. And especially because I started to really research, okay, what's the right way to do this? Mm-hmm. What's the correct size of a rug? How do I hang my, you know, window treatments, what's the height that my coffee table should be at? There's all these different things that really go into it that people don't necessarily think about.
I never thought of that.
Right? But when it's not right, you feel it.
Yeah.
You just know, and you're like, I know this is off, but I'm not really sure why.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I was doing all that research, and of course, people would come by and say, oh, you know, wow, you've really inspired me to redecorate my space, or how did you do that, or and you know, come shopping with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have a child, and we're not going to keep moving every year. I mean, let's be real here. So I was like, okay, well, rather than move all the time and continue to practice this out and just have fun with it, why don't I, you know, start to take courses and make a career out of it? And honestly, I grew up in a family business, so I've kind of already, you know, always had that idea in my head that I can see what's really possible if you work really hard and you really believe in yourself and you have a plan. And so I'm just working on, you know, creating that for my family.
Yeah, that's amazing. So would you say that it consumes most of your life? Is it all in, right?
I'm all in. And the thing is, I mean, you always have those days and those moments where you're just what were we talking about? What is it called when you have imposter syndrome?
Yeah.
Or you're feeling kind of like, what am I even doing? I mean,
yeah.
I feel like when you're a business owner, you're just kind of, you're making up a lot of stuff as you go along because a lot of it is just new territory. And every time you are ready to grow, you step into this new space where
yes, definitely
you have to settle into it, and it takes a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're all human, so it's so normal to have self-doubt and you know, sometimes I'll have a breakdown, like that'll happen. I'll just be honest. It's not easy.
Yep.
I think I'm pretty strong and I have a good support system at home, which I'm thankful for.
Yep.
But I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. But you're all in.
But I'm all in and I keep there moving forward. And I think that I've done the whole work for another company kind of thing. And I usually get promoted pretty fast and I like to do that stuff. That's fine. But I feel like I've done that a few times. So now I want to see what else I can do kind of thing.
Yeah. Would you say that this is something that you love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you find it like it's work, like I got to go to work? Or do you find it like, this is so creative for me?
Oh, it's definitely
creative. And fulfilling.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so fulfilling because it's kind of a piece of me.
Right.
And it's, I don't know, do you do much in terms of art or anything like that? Are you a creative? No.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. But it's...
Tell us though. Tell us what you're saying.
It's part of you. Yes. And it's like, it's almost... I was talking to my sister about this because obviously, like I said, my siblings are very... artistic as well, and I'm like, it's almost physically painful sometimes when it's working itself out, which is so weird.
Yeah.
But it's a very all-in process to create something, and you really have to be at your best, which I think luckily, like I said, I have a good like background in health and fitness, and that keeps me you know, in good shape to be able to use my mind in the way that it needs to be used for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
But what's great about design when you're working with clients is that most of the time you have a real life person or family
mm-hmm.
who's going to be living in the space, and they have their own thoughts and ideas and wishes,
mm-hmm.
and you take all of that inspiration from them, mm-hmm. and then you have your own spin on it, and it just becomes something beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Now that you say that, I was just talking with another artist. She was studying architecture or something like that. Very young girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think she must have been like, I want to say 20 or something.
Wow.
And she was saying the same thing.
Yeah.
She says that it's so exhausting to be creative.
Uh-huh.
And she says that it's a love and a passion almost, but then there's this like dump kind of.
Yeah.
Where you have to kind of like let it rest or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing too. When I finish a project,
mm-hmm.
it's so fulfilling and so exciting to reveal everything, and you walk your family through and they see everything for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I immediately get a migraine after.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm susceptible to that. It runs in my family. But and then I do need a certain period of time to rest after.
Yes, and another thing that she said as well, such a really articulate young girl, she,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of wisdom for her age,
mm-hmm.
In what she was saying, but she also mentioned to me that she was introverted as well.
Yeah.
And so I think that there needs to be that space as well. I'm introverted.
I think so.
Too,
yeah.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that same kind of thing. When I'm doing the interview,
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm really all in it.
Right.
And then afterwards, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like it's draining, you know.
Absolutely.
And then I get filled up again, and mm-hmm. then it's like, let's do this again. You know, it's just
absolutely.
Like a rush.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a love.
That's great.
So it's interesting that you say that. And while you were saying that,
mm-hmm.
it's interesting how your eyes eyes brightened up, your body language changed. You leaned in like this,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, you know, you had something to say. This was like, you were in it right then.
Sure.
You know, so.
I'm pretty passionate.
Yes, you got really passionate at that point. and I want women to hear this, and men that are watching as well, that, you know, when you're going out there and you're trying to do something that is becoming an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
A lot, like you had... So, somewhat of an example,
mm-hmm.
many of us don't have an example at all.
That's
you
true.
Know? But it doesn't matter whether we do or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different from what our parents gave us the example of anyway. So exactly. You're going to be pioneering. Mm-hmm. It's a new world that you're paving.
Yep.
And it's, you know, no one has been there before, so that they can give you somewhat of a guide.
Right.
But after that, you just have to really, you know, decide, you know, what you want to do with that.
Absolutely. You really have to love it. And that's the thing. When you mm-hmm. asked me before, is this yeah. something that you're all into? Do you,
yeah.
you know, does it feel like work? There's always going to be those things as part of running a business that are not fun or not your favorite things.
Yeah.
And they're tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think the ultimate goal is to outsource those things so that you can obviously do what you're best at and really shine there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think overall you have to be pretty happy with working quite a bit. I mean, mm-hmm. when I first started, my poor husband, I would work as soon as he took over after mm-hmm. working his job, and I would work until 2 a.m. every night. And we actually had a conversation with one of my recent clients who, she has a couple of daughters who might be taking on a babysitting role with mm-hmm. my son, which is fantastic. And I said, wow. to be honest with mm-hmm. you, we go out on a date every 6 months. So
mm-hmm.
that's the thing. It is tough. And I think it's a lot of load on the people around you too, the people who are close to you.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a lot to ask.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really great to have a solid support system. And even the people that you surround yourself with,
yeah,
they always say you're the sum of the 5 people that you spend the most time with, right?
Exactly.
And yeah. So just being cognizant so of that. Do they lift you up? Are they challenging you? Are they setting a good example for, you know, maybe they're a little bit ahead of you? So
very, very good, yeah.
They'll push you to grow.
I was just talking about that. That's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
I was just talking about that because I'm now 54 years old. So I'm like, you know, I'm older now. But, you know, I have those people that I know that they love me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not haters,
sure.
right? Right. But they're saying stuff like, you know, oh, Miha, be careful.
Sure.
You know, no. Sure. Don't do that. You need to get some rest. You know, that kind
right.
of stuff, right? And,
right.
and they mean well.
Right.
But that's not your life.
You're exactly right.
I chose a different life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't choose the life that they live. So I have to
mm-hmm.
filter out, you know, what is good. This is okay. They're not hating on me, so I can keep them in my life. I just have to be careful, you know,
yep.
and watch that mind thought that, like, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're in the gym, for instance, and mm-hmm. somebody comes and bothers you and gets you out of your zone, right?
Sure.
You're like, I'm not taking you with me to the gym no more because, I can't concentrate. So, and then you get those people that are real true haters.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just don't want you to succeed.
True.
You know, they're jealous of what you do.
True.
You know, they feel competitive with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, you're just not okay. Like, you know, you can keep them at somewhat of a distance and
right.
hang out with them just a little bit.
Right.
And it's just a constant filtering out, you know,
mm-hmm.
what is good. And then you got those people that they're just full of energy. They lift you up.
Mm-hmm.
They challenge you. It's
mm-hmm.
good for you. Even if it's like constructive criticism.
Sure.
But it's a challenging one
uh-huh.
that you feel like, you know what, I could do this.
Right,
you
right.
know?
No, I love that, all that.
Yeah. And so, you got some pictures here, you guys.
Yes.
I want to show you just a little bit. You want to hold those up?
Yeah.
You know, I was
really
watching this on Instagram, and I was like, I need to like fix my Instagram. I just wanted to go, you know, because your Instagram is so nice.
Thank you so much. I don't post as often as I would like.
Yeah.
But I'm very particular about what goes in my feed, just so that it is cohesive and kind of reflects my brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And color coordinated and
mm-hmm.
everything like that. Yeah. That's
sometimes I'll do projects and they just don't make it into the feed because they just don't go along with everything else. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. That's really good.
Anyway.
Very intentional.
Yes. So this is an office that I worked on recently up in Santa Clarita, and my client is now my photographer. I usually end up being friends with all of my clients.
Oh.
It just happens. I don't know. There's something about,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the copy that's on my website. I keep wondering about this because
mm-hmm.
It just always brings the nicest people to me. So
aww.
I don't want to change any of that.
That's good.
But anyway, yeah. So
yeah.
She's using this office space in her home to bring her clients into, and she works with mostly brides, but of course once you work with brides, you have all of the, you know, then they end up having babies, and there's all the opportunity for those photo shoots too, and she works with magazines as well, so anyway, I don't know, this is wow. actually from my own home. And sometimes just seeing some of these photos inspires me to make my bed every day, which is a great practice to get into,
I know,
as
right?
simple as it is to start your
Can
day.
Can you guys see that okay?
I don't know. I literally can't see.
I didn't do my fingernails today.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So I just wanted you to get kind of an idea of, you know, what she does. It's very light and airy, coastal living, very much like what San Diego would, what you would imagine San Diego would be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Thank you.
Look at that. So for some of you guys, hi Andrea. Oh, look at that one. I really like that one.
Thank you.
That's that one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Thank you. I just want to say that I try as much as I can to offer design tips as well. So there's a lot on my website through my blog. If you have general questions, you can just throw it into the search bar there. And then typically, I don't do it every week, but I try to do What Would Leanne Do Wednesdays, where you can just ask a design question if you have a challenge that week on a Wednesday, and then I'll go ahead and answer it for you to try to help you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, you guys. Hi, Erin. How you doing? Erin's from
Hi,
the East Coast.
Oh, cool. Where are you from, Erin? She's not going to answer. But
She's from Philly.
She might. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I've been down there. I've been to Philly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so tell us, like, you know, what is there anything else that you want to add? You know, like, how could they find you? Or
You
know, anything else that you want to inspire your viewers with?
Yeah, I mean, I love to have the opportunity to help people to get the home that they love. I think that it's just way too common that people end up spending a lot of money buying a lot of things and they don't quite work together, and then you waste money and you're kind of aggravated. I just think that it definitely helps to, you know, work with a designer so that you have a good plan set, and then you get everything done pretty quickly, and then you're happy with the result. I think that we spend so much time in our homes, and I think that it's very easy for us to go on vacation and spend a lot of money, let's say, you know, staying in a nice hotel or what have you for a brief amount of time. We don't really necessarily invest in the place that we are every day, and I don't really understand that. I think that we deserve better. So I'm happy to be able to help my clients here in San Diego to do that, and like I said, you know, I work with clients. I also, you know, offer free design advice too on my blog, and on all social media channels. I am not on Snapchat, but otherwise you can find me at West 11 Lane, and 11 is spelled out, and I'm even on YouTube. And if you ever have any design questions, like I said, please don't hesitate to reach out. I am pretty good about responding to every single DM and every single comment that I get. So I care about you guys, and I definitely want to help.
Very good. Very good. I follow her around, you guys. I was like getting ideas. I like the airy. I probably would throw like a little Mexican blanket for a little bit of splash of color, you know. And get that little Latino flavor in there, Chicano flavor from here in the South End. South side. But no, you guys, I like clutter-free. I like white. You know, the last house I rented, the lady had it orange all over, and I went and I hired someone to paint the whole thing white.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and then I just started putting, you know, just splashes of color, because I like my canvas to be white and then add stuff to that, you know.
Absolutely. This project was tough for me. I actually had to restrain myself because she didn't like a lot of color. She likes all neutrals. That was tough for me, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out beautiful. I mean, I definitely appreciate where she was coming from.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's always fun. Like, every client's different.
Right.
So that's what's exciting about it.
Yeah. Really good. Really good stuff. Oh gosh, what else was I going to say? Mm-hmm. Yes, so you can also watch her on YouTube.
Thank you.
I watch a lot. I spy on you. Like, I spy on my people before I bring them on here.
You're prepared. I love it.
I'm like snooping around, like, you know. But no, for reals, I was on the YouTube and I was mm-hmm. watching it, and there was a lot of really good advice.
Thank you.
A lot of stuff that you were talking about. And then a lot of the stuff on your Instagram is really good, you know. It's inspiring, and you know, you guys follow her on Instagram, YouTube, and all that great stuff. And is, you know, we're not done yet, but anything else you want to share?
I'm still waiting to hear back about that TV show, so
oh
yeah,
gosh.
That's about it.
And
yeah.
You guys, we know her, okay? We know her. She's gonna be on
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I've been talking with High Noon since last May, so it's been a little while.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we'll have to see.
Awesome.
I'm open to it. That's the thing about being a business owner and really. Even if you're not a business owner and you're just looking to grow as an individual, you have to be open for every opportunity and really pay attention. So.
Yeah. What Erin is saying, she likes simple lines.
Add a splash of color.
Yeah.
I hear you, Erin.
Erin has been to San Diego. She comes down to visit here in San Diego. She has a daughter who's in the military here.
Oh, wow.
Stationed here.
Oh.
As
That's
well,
great.
So we got to meet and hang out at one of the coffee shops. Cool stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah. And you guys, anybody have any questions that you want to ask? Now you have an opportunity. So now we got you guys online. So tell us anything else. Anything else that you want to share?
Well, I'm working on. Oh, she's coming back. She's coming in June.
In June?
You must be excited. Is it still snowing there? Thank you.
Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth says, you ladies rock. Elizabeth is my faithful follower. She's she's awesome. She's always here and always commenting.
My web address is west11lane.com. And 11 is spelled out. So yeah, I was just saying I'm working on a kitchen remodel in LA, and we've selected all of the finishes, and oh, that's good, it's not snowing anymore. But yeah, we've been under construction, it's really exciting, and we'll move into the furnishings phase pretty soon, and I have some other things kind of in the works, but we'll talk about that.
Don't want to put that on yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, when you are ready to come back on, you're more than welcome to come back on.
Thank you.
And share what it is that you do. That's what I do. This is what I love to do. Mm-hmm. It's how I connect with San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done this connecting, and I want to connect. You know, you get in those connecting groups, which I'm in. As well, I do the networking thing as well.
Sure.
But for me, this is a lot more personable.
Yeah.
And but yet, I get to allow someone to share what it is that they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so salesy, you know.
Right. I agree
as well.
With you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Those things are a little stuffy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the same time, you know, I'm creating kind of a circle of network. Mm-hmm. There's people that are here that are realtors, or they own a mm-hmm. home here in San Diego. You know, new people moving into town, that kind of thing. You know, and they know how to get a hold of you, then how
true.
To get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and however we can unite together to help. You know,
I love that you're really creating a sense of community.
Yeah,
in a big. I mean, this is a pretty vast city, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. Might be my Chicano background or something. I don't know.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I make a joke saying that. See, I was in London for mm-hmm. a zillion years, and so I lost a lot of my Latino flavor. And coming back, and so that, mm-hmm. remember I was telling you about the taco stuff?
Yeah.
I had to relearn how to eat a taco myself.
Oh my gosh. What a change. I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big change.
Wow.
big change. But we have the Cinco de Mayo is coming up, and Chicano Park. I don't know if you've ever been to Chicano Park.
No, I haven't actually.
I got a lot of Chicano friends that, are viewing, so we're going to talk about a little bit about Chicano Park.
You got to
go down.
I would love to.
And you will get a true sense of the culture, maybe even the design, as well, that has to do with the South Side, maybe, of San Diego. And so, Cinco de Mayo is a big celebration. It's a big, like a big Latino celebration. It's going to be like, there's going to be, at Chicano Park, which is real close to us here, right off of, you know where the Coronado Bridge is? Okay, so right at the beginning when you go into Coronado, Chicano Park is right underneath that. Right there. And it's going to be like a big lowrider scene. The big car clubs are going to be there. And we're really happy about this next generation of car club people because they're very family oriented. It's a whole different scene. It's very creative and very inclusive to the whole community. And then you have a lot of dance shows, Azteca dance shows, and you know, and then just really just all of the different culture and colors and stuff.
Is it just on the one day or is it a whole long?
It's going to be on that one day. I don't think it's going to be on the Saturday coming up to up to Cinco de Mayo. That Saturday. And I forget what Saturday that is. And then after that, in April, it's going to be Chicano Park Day, which is just similar to that.
That's fun.
The celebration.
Yeah, that's not that far from me. I'm in Carlsbad, so.
Yeah.
That's probably, without traffic, what do you think, like 40 minutes?
It's about a good, 40 minutes.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a good 40 minutes.
That sounds fun, though.
It's a lot of fun. It's you know, you got the food, the colors, and the design experience.
That's awesome.
Ideas for design.
That's awesome. I definitely have friends in mind that I would probably like to take to that too.
It's a lot of fun. And so you know, with that said, you know, being that this is how I usually end. The show is that, you know, I call it Heart of the City, San Diego Facebook. This is a... I am like so tongue-tied tonight. This is Heart of the City, San Diego. And so what I like to ask the guests when they come on, in saying that, what would you say makes you, how are you being a heart in your city?
How am I being a heart?
How are you being a heart to your city?
Oh gosh.
How are you the heart of the city in San Diego?
I don't know if, I think it's because I came from New England, and as much as I appreciate that, I think that coming here for the first day in my life when I was 30 years old, I was just blown away by the fact that it was just such a different world. And I didn't realize that people lived like this, and I was so impressed and amazed and just in wonder, and literally felt that I had to move here immediately. I just had this just intense feeling. And so I think having grown up, I don't want to say, you know, walking to school uphill in the snow, but that's basically how it was all the time. And just, you know, coming here, I think that I just have a huge appreciation for what life can be like. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. I know a lot of you are out there, too. And every place has its pros and cons, obviously. I just personally, for me, being in an area where it's very health conscious and the weather is amazing and we just, you know, there's so much beauty here and so much great architecture and history. I just have such a sense of passion and appreciation for the city, and especially since I basically had my first date here with my husband, and you know, we got engaged and had, you know, had our son, and all of those things here really made it settle in and feel like home. So I think that for me, I just try to just bring that happiness and appreciation for really what we have. I think it's easy to kind of just get settled in and just kind of not realize how good we have it. So yeah, I think that's how I bring the heart, I think.
Awesome.
I love it here. I just, yeah, I've never been in a place. I talked to the guys on my last podcast interview about how I've never been in a place before where I drive around. I'm just, even in traffic, I'm just feeling so awesome. Like, I'm just so psyched. So yeah, we're so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an East Coast friend. Mm-hmm. You know, he says the same thing. He's like, he never complains. Like, yeah. He's like, this is, the weather's is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So with that said, we are going to peace out.
All right.
Peace out, everybody. Love you guys
so much.